I am Valerie P. Fushi. I'm running for Congress in North Carolina's 4th Congressional District. I am running to continue delivering for this district as I have done over the last two decades in public service and during my 3 years representing this district in Congress. I was born and raised here, and I have deep roots in our community. I've served on the Chapel Hill-Carborough Schools Board as a county commissioner in the North Carolina State House and Senate. I've seen firsthand how much this region has grown with flourishing immigrant communities and a robust economy that continues to support good-paying local jobs and impactful research opportunities. And I've seen how much our communities are hurting as food, housing, and health care costs continue to rise while thousands of federal jobs are being cut. My vast experience serving this district makes me uniquely equipped to deliver for our region's highly regarded universities, bring federal funding to our district, and ensure our district's priorities of a Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and legislation to lower costs are heard loud and clear as Democrats retake the majority. My top three issues are rising costs, equality, and preserving our democracy. Rising costs across our country includes the cost of food, housing, health care, and education. It isn't an easy fix, but we must prioritize legislation that establishes a strong economic backbone to our country by supporting local farmers, small businesses, schools, and housing efforts while passing Medicare for All to avoid yearly discussions on tax credits. Rising costs are especially important here as our district has been one of the hardest hit by Trump's federal funding cuts. But our local economy also needs Congress to rebuild and codify funding for agencies who employ so many of our constituents. My campaign's emphasis on equality includes equal access to education, employment opportunities, reproductive care, and rights to bargain with your employer. For far too long, this country has prioritized oligarchs over hardworking Americans who keep our country running. The wealth and opportunity gap that we see between the wealthy and the rest of our communities is far too wide. Real policy changes are needed to close these gaps when it comes to anything from education and jobs to access to childcare and health care. And finally, preserving our democracy. This administration is trying to destroy the very fabric of our democracy by sending ICE into our communities, funding senseless wars abroad, and attempting to overturn fair elections like our state Supreme Court elections in 2024. Protecting our democracy will require a range of efforts, including an overhaul of election security, federal voting rights protections, reforms to the Supreme Court, and stopping ICE from terrorizing people in our communities. Operating without alarm or desperation is not acceptable. We have to be proactive in safeguarding our country before it is fully taken over by forces that seek to exploit our communities. What sets me up differently from my primary opponents is my ability to deliver. The people of the 4th District want a progressive leader who will deliver legislation aligned with their values. My work in Congress is not just lip service. I've been proud to champion progressive legislation while also bringing back millions of dollars for local housing, water treatment, and transit improvements in our region, and finding a way to add community project funding into bills that I may not vote for, just to be sure our district won't be left behind in case the bill passes. In my capacity in Congress, I have taken action by joining 9 amicus briefs, challenging the Trump administration's blatantly illegal and unconstitutional policies in court. I have also joined my House Democratic colleagues in passing discharge petitions to force a vote to extend the ACA tax credits and stood strong while others voted with Republicans to end the government shutdown. And finally, I've been working to set the agenda of the type of policies Democrats need to pass moving forward. This includes policies that protect jobs and civil rights as AI continues to play a growing role in our society. Legislation to help safeguard voting rights and stopping ICE from terrorizing people across our communities. And my advice to constituents is do not relent. No matter how much the Trump administration attempts to suppress your voice, the people have the power. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to remember that I have been fighting for you my entire life. I know the strain that this administration has caused and the pain the North Carolina General Assembly has caused because I've lived it. For decades, I have been fighting against widespread efforts by Republicans to exploit our communities, and I will never back down. We are at a critical moment, and we need leaders who will deliver. That's what I've done for this district my entire life, and I will continue to do so in the halls of Congress.